it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll still take your phone calls. Your thoughts after the Green Bay win last night. You feel better or worse? Heather Park, the only one to pick the Bears. Ominous. You think the Lions will win, though?
I do think the Lions will win, but I chose the Bears because of what I saw last week.
Weren't happy.
No.
Show me.
Show me. Don't just tell me you're good. Show me you're good.
Heather's got takes today.
Where's Colin at on this?
I have
Is
no
he
idea.
Like in freakout mode?
Oh, no, not yet. He's no, but he did, no.
He's a calmer Lions fan.
No, I wouldn't say that, but he's not freaking out yet.
Well, and the key word is yet. We've talked about it. This game this week, they lose, it's going to be skies falling. This is when you can't lose. You can call it a must win. I think Dan Campbell said will win. John, there's a lot of pressure on the Lions to take care of business at home against the Bears.
No question there is.
And I have ranked my five Lions facing the most pressure this week.
Okay.
And we want to know from you guys who's under the most pressure of anybody within the Lions organization. 248-539-9797. Number five for me is Terrion Arnold. We heard all about a year two jump. We did not see it in week one. He was picked on repeatedly. He's going to go up against fellow second and first year pass catchers in Luther Burden and Roma Dunze. I need you to win some one-on-ones. I need you to stick in man coverage and do the job. Mm-hmm. You're not a rookie anymore. You got baptized in fire in your first season. You played all those man coverage snaps. Let's start seeing it. Number four, Marcus Davenport. You could argue it's Aiden Hutchinson because he wants to get $50 million. He's going to get double teamed, which means Marcus Davenport's going to get singled up. Yep. And they have publicly doubled and tripled down on Marcus Davenport. He is good enough. He can win one-on-one. And I need to see it. You're healthy, right? He hasn't even gotten hurt yet. This is when he's supposed to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of their worst players in their opener against the Packers. Pressure on Marcus Davenport. Number three is John Morton. You're replacing Ben Johnson. You've got the better pieces. You're at home. Shouldn't be any communication issues. You cannot be outclassed by Ben Johnson. The Lions offense must look better. Number two is Graham Glasgow. Simply put, this guy wasn't good enough to start in the playoffs last year, and now they put him at center. He's there because he's a vet. He's there for stability. We'll stabilize the group. Get your guys to the second level. Energize this run game. He was their worst player, lowest graded player against the Green Bay Packers. If he struggles, John, I don't know what they do. I mean, sure, take the job away from him. Now I got to start Tate Ratledge at center. I don't want to do that with a rookie early in the season. Graham Glasgow, a lot of pressure. He has to fix the offensive line, and I know he's not going to do it by himself, but he needs to be a lot better or his job may be gone. And my number one Lion facing the most pressure this week, it's Dan Campbell. You call it a game that you will win. You assure people you'll get it cleaned up. You haven't lost back-to-back games in a couple years, and people are banking on you getting it right. If you lose to Ben Johnson in his first meeting at Ford Field, his first year as a head coach, if the grit, that element of this football team that we have relied on, if that's gone, I mean, all of a sudden you start pointing at Dan Campbell, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to, I mean, that's how you see it.
And I'm not even mad that he challenged his guys, but when you challenge your guys, they got to show up for you. Otherwise, that raises questions.
Well, and what have we seen his guys do when they've been challenged?
They respond. That's why I picked the Lions.
And so I think it's a very good list. You can make an argument for a lot of individuals. I am simply going to take the coaches off because I think for week two, and the week two is Monday through Sunday. Yeah, Dan Campbell. I think there's a lot of pressure on him. For the entire season, there's going to be a lot of pressure on John Morton. He was handed the keys to a Ferrari, and it's got all the shiny bells and whistles, but it might need a little work on the engine. That engine is the offensive line. So what type of mechanic is he going to be? How is he going to get those guys to play a little bit better. And that has to do with some of the subcontract work with Hank Fraley and his assistant coaches, but it's ultimately going to be John Morton because they're going to compare this year's offense to last year's offense.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's over the course of 18 weeks, 17 games. For just simply Sunday, I'd have all of those guys that you talked about, but I'm going to throw in a couple of more and reshuffle it a little bit.
Okay.
And it's really only five. That is Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay.
I was going through all my Hutchinsons.
Can't keep
Aiden
straight.
Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And I know that, hey, he got double and triple teamed. Well, so did Myles Garrett. So is Max Crosby. So is Micah Parsons. You got to be able to win some of those one on three battles. I don't expect you to get home every single time, but if you're going to accumulate that much attention and you are looking for a $50 million a year contract, or if you are going to live up to the expectations of being defensive player of the year, then you got to find ways to win in some of those situations. Not easy.
Even when you're doubled.
I'll keep Tyrion Arnold at four, Marcus Davenport at three, Graham Glasgow at two. And I've taken the coaches off because there's not a coach going to play a snap on Sunday. To me, all the pressure is going to be on the players. And I get, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
The performance is a reflection of the game plan.
So Monday through Sunday, sure. But just for game day purposes, I think the number one is going to be Jared Goff. And that is going to be, what's the conversation if the offense sputters? It's going to be a lot of, well, Jared Goff is not very good without Ben Johnson or Sean McVay. We've seen those numbers,
yeah. All right?
And it's going to be, what is Ben Johnson now doing with a mobile quarterback, something he couldn't do with Jared Goff, and all of those things. Those comparisons, fair or unfair.
You get left in the dust if you don't show up.
Those are going to be all a part of the conversation. So there's a lot of pressure on Jared Goff. And here's why I'm going to also say Jared Goff. I mentioned that there's not a coach that's going to play a snap. So who are your coaches on the field? Should be your very smart, very veteran quarterback. You've got to have great leadership from that position. And that goes Monday through Sunday, but especially on Sunday, the great leaders, those guys that take their teams to different levels, are guys that can get more out of those players around them. And I don't know that you're going to get more out of Monroe St. Brown. I think that's a constant. But can you get more from J-Mo? Can you get more from Tesla? Can you get more from your offensive line? Now, he doesn't play offensive line. I'm not putting the faults on him. But during the week, how are you raising those expectations? The communication. It's not just the offensive line. It's getting the message from the quarterback, whether it's the call in the huddle, because it wasn't just the young offensive linemen that were wrong. Taylor Decker even said, hey, on that play coming out of the goal line,
yeah,
you know, the left side of the line, meaning Mahogany and Decker, were doing one thing. The other three guys were doing another. That's not just the young guys. Like, there's a communication breakdown. It all starts with the quarterback getting that call, making sure the center has the call. Graham Glasgow, making sure you spread that call out, making sure you're going to the right linebackers, all that stuff. But it all starts with Jared Goff.
Who's under the most pressure? Game you got to win. 248-539-9797. And the conversation all show has been, hey, Packers won last night. They're 2-0. They're a problem. We'll take those phone calls too. Josh and Warren, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I think Dan Campbell's on fraud alert for a simple fact of Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are considered the greatest coaches ever. And outside of championships, the one thing they have in common, they did not lose to their disciples who came back to play against them. Dan Campbell cannot go 0-2 and look bad again while Aaron Glenn's team looked fantastic on Sunday. They would have beat the Lions' ass. The Bears would have beat us last week if we'd have played them the first week. So they need to come out and prove that the last 3 years was because of Dan Campbell's message and not other guys' message. Because that's my fear, is this team did not look anything like the grit team. It looked like the 2022 team. All right. So Dan Campbell, to me, is on major fraud alert, and that he is the one that's going to get this turned around. So to me, all the pressure's on him.
Look, he stuck his neck out this week. We will win this game. We will get it cleaned up. We will win this game. We have to win this game.
Yeah, I don't know he's on fraud alert,
No, I'm not going to call him a fraud if they lose this game.
No.
I think his point, though, is you are going to start to see more of those narratives. If Ben Johnson leaves and beats him and the Lions are average, well, who made who?
Right.
You invite those conversations if you can't beat him at home this week as a touchdown favorite.
No question. Which goes to why you have Dan Campbell as one and John Morton in there as well.
Yeah. We got more thoughts. You guys are blowing up the lines today. 248-539-9797. The cookie jar at 935. It's 97.1.
What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Everybody's getting in their fall routines, driving around. And John, we have some new listeners today.
Yeah, we got three new listeners, new to our listening audience. That is Pearson, Palmer, and Price. That's Teddy's nephews, or Teddy's cousins, my nephews. They're in town to celebrate Teddy's birthday. So welcome to town. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
So how do we all feel about the same initial first name family?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I wanted Heather's thoughts on it. She doesn't like it. She just doesn't want to be mean.
Oh, come on.
Name your kids whatever you want.
Yeah.
Those are all great names.
They are.
That's so PC. You don't like it.
Pearson, Palmer, and Price.
There you go.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Listening along with us on a football Friday. Mm-hmm. John, I saw on ESPN while we were doing our Packer conversation, they flashed their ESPN analytics chances to win the NFC this season, and Green Bay was number one at 21%. The Eagles were number two at 19%. Right, 1A, 1B?
Yeah.
The Niners, Bucks, and Rams rounded out the graphic. You know who wasn't there?
The Lions.
The Detroit Lions.
It's one week. All right, and everybody's going to make their analysis. I made my power surge on Wednesday. I didn't have the Lions in the top six. I still got them in the top 10. And it's Kansas City. They have maybe the tallest task this week to not go 0-2 because they're playing the Eagles, and they're playing them at home. But the Eagles are a 1.5-point favorite.
It's gonna be a nail biter.
Yeah,
and so Mahomes with the ball late and a nail biter.
We all know the stats. You start 0-2, and it's weird how it plays. It hasn't always been that way. Baltimore started 0-2 last year, and they obviously made the playoffs and got to the AFC Championship game. So
I mean, it can be done. I mean, it's like I think 11-12%. Historically. Let's get to the phones. Jim in Lake Orion. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I'm beyond frustrated, and I'm not even the biggest Lions fan anymore. I kind of fell off since Jim Caldwell left. But you have in the franchise Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, by far the best brain trust you've ever had. And we hit a little adversity, and I get it, only the extreme people call in, but it seems like everybody's just down. And, like, we're done. And, like, that's just not football. It's about attrition. It's about perseverance. I mean, you have a head coach who embodies the city. He's a great dude. Players love playing for him. I don't know. I'm absolutely disgusted by some of the calls I'm hearing.
How do you think people are supposed to feel, right? You lose that way to Green Bay and all the things you were nervous about, we watched happen in front of our eyes. Green Bay shows it's not a fluke. They duplicate it like 4 days later. And in terms of like the calls, I haven't heard a lot of people predicting the Lions will lose this week. I don't think people have jumped off the ledge completely, but I think there are real concerns about their long-term viability.
But we told people who would listen, this is akin, thank God, not because of the tragedies, to what happened to the Lions after the 91 season. The offensive line, the 3/5 of the offensive line's been gutted. Okay, with short notice.
Yeah, but if you want to play the history card, those teams also never got back and made the NFC title or made the Super Bowl.
They didn't have this brain trust. What I'm saying is, it's logical what's going on. Give them time to correct it. I think Dan Campbell said the best thing I've ever heard. In 22, I believe it was, when they were 1-6, they wanted Ben Johnson fired. Right? I mean, we owe them. They have earned this right. Where we used to say about Wayne Fonts and everybody else, they've never earned our trust. They have earned the right to try and correct this.
Well, of course they have, and it's why we're not firing anybody after one game.
We're not calling for jobs. and anybody that says there's a fraud alert, like I think that's bizarre.
It's
jumping the gun, yes. It's let this team go out there and play on Sunday. Are there major concerns? Hell yeah. We've got major concerns, and there were some serious flaws on Sunday. If they don't get them fixed and they don't show improvement, it's going to be a long year.
Besides massive injuries, the only path to this thing falling off the rails would be, to me, if Glasgow was done and that they got to figure that out on the fly in the season. And I haven't been shot down by John, at least in terms of that being considered a possibility. And I said at the Doug off air, and Doug's like, you know what? They have two centers on the practice squad right now. That's very weird.
They have two centers on the practice squad. They also gave Ratledge time at center. And if it's, hey, Graham's not getting it done, then let's see what Ratledge could do at center and bring in Abusika at guard.
But you're doing that in-game.
On the fly. Yeah.
And that puts you in jeopardy of getting off to a slow start.
Especially with a lot of these tough road environments to be breaking in a new center if and when they go down that route. Robert, you've waited forever, so I do want to get your phone call in. Thanks for being patient. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I love the show. A couple things. One of the previous callers said the whole teacher-student sort of thing. You can't let that happen, and that never happened to Saban and Belichick. Patricia beat Belichick September 2023, 26-10.
Good correction.
I can't stand when people just throw out silly cliches, and I just love the fact check and be a jerk that way. But in terms of the offense and Johnny Morton getting all the criticism, and John knows this a million times better than I do, but like literally if the line of scrimmage is getting reset right after the snap, -1, -2 yards, you can have the most creative, wonderful misdirection play. It's going to get blown up every time.
Mm-hmm.
And Goff did the smart thing in terms of like, for the most part, he didn't turn the ball over, didn't try to push it downfield because he didn't have the time. He did the check down. He did the patient throw, 31-39. And so people saying, oh, they got to push the ball downfield. If the pocket is messy and it's in your face, and we know he's not the most mobile guy, and that's a very kind way to put it, Ben Johnson last weekend in Green Bay would have had a very difficult time. And I'm sure some people would push back.
No, Robert, I agree with you. I thought the same thing. I mean, look, Goff takes a lot of bullets. He's the starting quarterback. If you can't run the ball, all your play design is out the window. If your quarterback can't run and he's pressured up the middle, play's over before it gets started. He had the one pick, but he didn't have some terrible catastrophic day.
Right.
He took what the defense gave him. Unfortunately, it wasn't very much. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, according to President Trump, police have arrested the suspect who fatally shot Charlie Kirk. During an interview on Fox News this morning, he said, "We have him." He also said that somebody very close to him turned him in. So we don't have any details, right?
We don't have a name. We don't have, we know none of the facts.
We have no other confirmation besides his word, but it sounds like
hopefully
they got him in
custody. Got him off
custody.
The streets.
Yep. Yes. Nebraska football coach Matt Rhule is requesting that quarterback Dylan Raiola stop mirroring Patrick Mahomes on the field.
It's creepy.
Is it really? I know nothing. So what? Creepy how?
He dresses the same way. His facial hair, haircut, wristbands, all of it. He walks out, does the same mannerisms, routine. It's creepy.
Okay, yeah. So he's saying beyond just how he plays.
Oh, I'm sure he would love him to play like Patrick Mahomes.
He has not yet played like Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he just is like...
He's like imitating
trying to
him, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's different. We have sound. Let's listen. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen
he
it.
He wears 15. It's the whole thing.
Oh, they look... I mean, I wouldn't know the difference unless I could zoom in on that picture. They look identical.
Yeah, that's what... Raiola's hoping everyone thinks.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
He's not Mahomes, he's Mapartments.
Yeah. Yep.
Well done.
I like it. A 20-year-old Southfield man has been arrested after a series of really bizarre, strange assaults at a Kroger in Oakland County. At least two women say that this guy, Deion Grant, put some sort of liquid on the back of their pants while they were shopping.
What do you mean some kind of liquid?
I don't know. They don't know what some mysterious substance.
Did he use a squirt gun or did he spray it on them?
Right from the source.
Yeah. They did not say that, but the first report of the incident last Friday, and then a couple of days later, he showed up at the same Kroger again in Farmington Hills. The staff recognized him, called the police, and then before police got there, he did it again to another female. Huh. And they don't know exactly what the liquid was, but each woman did donate her pants so that they could test this substance. And apparently, you guys, this is not the first time this guy has been accused of something like this. He was wanted in Florida for allegedly taking photos of women at a Target and also groping women at another grocery store as well. So he's been charged with two counts of criminal sexual conduct.
I wonder if that grocery store was the Piggly Wiggly.
Okay.
My goodness gracious. A 19-year-old from Clarkston has been charged after allegedly selling to a 12-year-old THC and nicotine vape products right near the child's elementary school.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. So this teen, the 19-year-old, Christopher Halterman, was charged with possession with intent to distribute marijuana. That's punishable by up to 4 years in prison. And they went to his house. He lives in his grandparents' basement. They found THC, the vaping devices, marijuana, and several thousands of dollars in cash. And police say, thankfully, it was a parent who reported the incident. So whether it was the 12-year-old's parent or somebody else's, they knew something was not right and turned him in.
There you go. Heather with the news. Cookie Jar next, 97.1.
Hey, this college football season is delivering weekly showdowns you don't want to miss. Right now, all customers on FanDuel can score a 50% profit boost for this week's big matchup on campus between Georgia and Tennessee. It's going to be in Knoxville. Great matchup. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your profit boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you're going to get paid instantly. No waiting around. You win, you get paid. Use your boost on bets like spreads, over-unders, team props, and so much more. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the app and boost your next bet on this week's marquee matchup. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.